Secretary General crossed the demarcation line. We went through the gate this morning. He went to a girls' school that was built by UNRWA. He had a very nice exchange with some of the girls' students in a classroom. They were very positive about life, positive about their studies. He encouraged them to continue to dream and to set their goals high. Obviously, their concerns are about peace and security, like everywhere else in the world right now. But they were very positive, and the Secretary General was very pleased to have that conversation with them.
On his way to Gaza, dozens of Palestinians staged a hostile protest at the convoy of Mr. Ben Ki-moon. What happened exactly?
We were crossing the land border, and yes, it was a demonstration. They kicked the cars, and they hit the cars with sticks, and they threw slippers. But we just continued driving through, and we went through our appointments as planned.
Why did Mr. Ben refuse to see the families of the prisoners?
Well, the Secretary General offered to send an official of the UN to meet with the families, but the families refused to meet him. That's where we left it.
What was the Gazans' demand?
Well, what they requested was something they've been requesting for many years, and that is the lifting of the blockade. As you know, when the Secretary General visited 3 years ago, he spoke with the Israelis about the devastating effects that the blockade was having, especially for UNRWA in terms of reconstruction and development in Gaza. And the Israelis lifted partially the blockade so the UNRWA could get their construction materials through. And we visited a housing project today where the UNRWA is constructing houses built with those materials. The Secretary General was pleased that the intervention of the UN had a positive impact. In Israel, again, he called on President Netanyahu to lift the blockade. He said the same thing in Gaza today at a press conference.
I know also he met three Palestinian kids who were targeted by Israeli attacks. What did they tell him?
They recounted their experience and how they felt about it and how they were recovering.
And he also met Israeli kids on the other side of the border. Who
he met a group of Israeli children who had been on a school bus that was attacked by a rocket where one of their classmates died. And he met with them and exchanged views, heard how they were feeling about things. And the interesting thing, of course, is that children are always eternal optimists, and they look for peace. And one of the young girls was telling the Secretary General how her parents used to go across the border to Gaza to enjoy themselves in Gaza, and how she looked forward to being able to do the same thing one day.